Jesus lived his whole life in a small area of land between the Jordan and Mediterranean. This includes Bethlehem, his birthplace, where the Church of Nativity is still a place of pilgrimage today. One of the earliest Christian communities, the Church in Jerusalem, led by James, was here from soon after Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. There's been a faithful Christian presence in the land of what is now Israel and occupied Palestine since Jesus' time. It's been wonderful for me to share in worship and prayer with this faithful and steadfast Christian community. The churches here express the faith from a wide range of traditions, from Pentecostal, Lutheran, Catholic, Orthodox. And yet, the Christian presence and witness in this land is rapidly shrinking as Christians leave. 70 years ago, Bethlehem was 86% Christian. According to the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, as of 2016, the Christian population of Bethlehem had dropped to 12%, only 11,000 people. The numbers of Christians here continues to drop. This should be a concern for us all as Christians across the world as we seek to support and pray for the worldwide church. There was a study done in 2017 when nearly 1,000 Palestinians were interviewed, half of them Christian and the other half Muslim. It sought to understand the reason behind the shrinking Christian population in Palestine. The study concluded that the pressure of Israeli occupation added to the general sense of hopelessness among Palestinian Christians, who are finding themselves in a despairing situation where they can no longer perceive a future for their children or for themselves. They're not leaving due to tensions with Muslim neighbours, but due to Israeli policies of occupation. I've always been amazed when I've visited the Holy Land how well Muslim and Christian Palestinians have got on. I've heard many times from Palestinians that this is not a religious conflict. We have lived as good neighbours, Christians, Muslims and Jews for many years. The conflict is political and is about Israel's occupation of the land. Every week I've been here, I've shared in a prayer walk along the separation barrier that prevents Palestinian people from Bethlehem travelling to Jerusalem without a permit. This has made life really hard. The prayer walk is led by nuns from Monastère de la Manille and the Salesian brothers from Bethlehem University, and they're joined by visitors from across the world. There's a large icon of Mother Mary that's been painted on the separation barrier near the convent and looking over the people of Bethlehem. The sorrowful mystery of the rosary is prayed, and different people lead the rosary in their own language, giving a powerful sense of international solidarity. It's really good to feel part of the Christian community here in Bethlehem that has roots going back to the land of Jesus. Pray with me for the Christian community of the Holy Land, including those of Bethlehem and Jerusalem.